Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon, pick two in the evening, a chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X, multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X, pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday, bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X, pick two in the afternoon, pick two in the evening, pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Morondoy, Kavita told Jonathan that she was no longer with Denzel and wanted to move on with her life. Coretta asked John if anything happened to him in prison, and he got very upset and left the house. She called Ignatius, who told her that she should be patient and let John tell her in his own time. When he returned home, he started crying and said he would tell her what happened. We now join Myrtle and Catalina in the kitchen.
Catalina, turn off the stove. I'll finish washing these wares.
No, Auntie Myrtle, you do enough by making the bakes. You gonna relax, I gonna wash up.
Something smells good. Bacon saltfish?
Better yet, Denzel gonna wash the wares.
Can I eat first?
Of course.
I'll eat now too.
Then we all can sit at the dining table and eat together.
Yeah, it's been a while since we all ate together.
A family that eats together stays together.
I thought it was prays together.
That too.
Oh gosh, Denzel, please bring 3 glasses. We gonna wash down this bacon sawfish with that lovely plum drink Auntie Myrtle made yesterday.
If you see plum in the market.
Mm-hmm, yes, it's in season.
And the lady sell me 2 bowls of $500.
Lovely.
Plum drink is something special. Delicious.
Indeed. All right, let's eat.
Auntie Myrtle, you never disappoint with your bacon saltfish.
Thanks, Denzel. I'm glad you're enjoying.
I can drop 2 for Alexis and Insurin.
Okay.
Bakes and saltfish happens to be one of Kavita's favorite too.
Do you want to take 2 for her?
We're still not talking.
That's unfortunate.
Is it over for good?
I hope not, but I think so.
Aye, you young people. Sometimes I don't know what to say.
I was trying to defend her after what Jonathan did.
Yes, but Denzel, you can't go around the place hitting people.
And Kavita seems to believe that he didn't do it.
Yeah, she's so blinded by whatever that is.
Mm.
I hope she opens her eyes before it's too late.
You sound angry, son.
I'm not angry, just annoyed.
Mm. I think you should apologize for hitting Jonathan.
I agree. Denzel, that is not you. Don't let anybody influence you to change your good character.
I'm sorry if I disappointed you.
I'm disappointed that you felt the need to punch Jonathan in the face, even though Kavita believed him.
Yeah.
Denzel, we want you to maintain your good reputation. Your future is bright, Denzel. Don't let anybody lead you down the wrong road.
Exactly. I know things weren't always easy with us. Your father was never really in your life. But me and Auntie Myrtle tried the best we could.
We did.
And you and Alexis turned out well. Their young men in this country weren't so fortunate. They're either getting killed or badly injured at some robbery or the other.
I know. It's sad.
It just shows the importance of young people having positive role models in their lives.
Yes.
Sometimes I still think about my father though. Haven't seen him in years.
Day like today, I don't know where he is.
I was thinking that maybe I can go look for him.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Well, it's up to you.
Any reason?
I just want to know him, really.
I'm sorry. I got pregnant with you and Alexis young. Two different fathers. I left you with Auntie Myrtle, and she didn't even know for a while what I was doing for a living.
Yes. Catalina told me she was working at a salon, but it was a whole different story.
I did so much to provide. That's why I'm so proud of you and Alexis and how we all turned out. Some children would have fallen by the wayside.
I tried my best. Denzel, that's why you got to maintain your good reputation. Many other young men in Murundi look up to you.
I know.
And I know your father was never really in your life. But one day, I believe you're gonna make a great father.
Not anytime soon, though. I want to finish my studies, make sure I have a career, a house, car, and all that before I even think about getting married.
Not a bad plan.
You think Kavita will wait so long?
I don't know if we will ever get back together.
Oh.
Is she seeing the other young man again?
It seems so. I guess because he won the jingle competition, suddenly he's Mr. Nice Guy, even after what he did to her.
Look, sometimes you gotta leave people to make their own mistake. If Kavita is back with that young man, he will hurt her again.
I hope not.
You really love her? You're young, Denzel. You can fall in love so many times in your life.
Right now, I'm just going to put my all into studying and getting myself together. If Kavita wants to move on, I will just have to accept that. Zina? Hello?
Hey, Denzel.
Hey, Zina. What's up?
Can you come over?
At your house?
Yes. I need somebody to drive me to the doctor. I'm in a lot of pain and I don't think I can drive myself.
The belly pains haven't eased?
Belly and back getting worse.
Well, I only have my provisional license.
You can drive with a licensed driver.
I just need to do the practical to get my full license.
Well, come and get some practice. I really need you. I asked Maurice, but he's busy.
Okay, I'll leave now.
Thanks, Denzel. Be careful. It's raining. See you soon.
Martha, I can't believe Young and the Restless still on TV. Are you still watching it?
I'm watching to see if me or Victor can dead force.
Oh my gosh. Auntie Martha, don't talk about that. You're going to be around for a long time.
God's willing.
I see Denzel went out in the rain.
He didn't say where he was going.
I hope he apologizes to Jonathan soon. The young people look up to him.
I know.
Imagine when I was growing up, we never had to worry about cybercrime or anything like that. Now them young people got a different set of problems.
It's so disgusting what they did to Kavita. It's awful that young men think it's okay to share young ladies' pictures like that.
They call it revenge porn.
Oh, my. It's such a violation of privacy.
Mm-hmm. And anybody who does that is disgusting. And I think they should be jailed.
I agree.
I hope young women get wise, though. Don't allow nobody to take pictures or videos of you. And don't send to anybody either. No matter how much you think you like them, you never know what could happen with the relationship.
Exactly.
People really got to sit down and talk to the children.
Indeed. And to think Kavita could be back with this young man.
Well, she got to know. She doesn't believe he did it, but I guess time will tell.
Indeed.
I'm going to ask Marla what she think about Kavita possibly getting back with Jonathan. I'm sure she's not happy.
What parent would be happy about that?
I know Kavita's father, Frederick, was losing his mind. Hopefully, Kavita wakes up before she finds herself in an embarrassing situation again.
Denzel, I know it's raining, but you don't have to drive so slow.
I want to make sure we get to the doctor safely, Zena.
Oh, this pain in my lower back and belly is not getting better.
Okay, we'll get there soon.
At the pace you're driving?
I don't want the police to pull us over or for you to get a speeding ticket. You know it's electronic now.
Once you're not going over the speed limit. Oh, gosh.
You okay?
No. Oh, no.
What do you think is wrong?
You know, you go on the internet and they diagnose you with all kinds of things. Looking at my symptoms, it could be cancer. It could be...
Cancer?
Cervical cancer, because I'm experiencing some heavy bleeding.
We need to get to the doctor quick.
All right, not so fast now. This road wet.
You were just telling me I was driving too slow.
Remember, you're not an experienced driver. And I don't want to get a ticket.
I'm being careful, Zena. But we got to get to the doctor quick.
Denzel, thank you. Thank you for being here for me.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
Bato! Obey your mother and your father too, cause without them they couldn't be you. So keep on pressing all the right keys, cause one mistake is licks like peas. Ban, man, ban!
Masquerade is a 300-year-old Guyanese cultural inheritance. Let's keep it alive. Masquerade lives on.